Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's going to be only a little 20-minute episode today, but I've got some exciting news for you, and I've got the young chap next, well, not next to me personally. He's sitting in his house, but we have got an official site now for my podcasts where my podcast can then be RSS feed, or I don't know if I said that right, but can then go on some other sites to get more viewers. I'm still going to do the video links onto YouTube because I'm getting some great comments and great feedback off people on there, and I really love that. So I'll still go on YouTube, and I'm just going to put the audio sections out on to my podcast site and go from there. David has been awesome in setting this site up for me. I've bombarded him with questions, and he suggested a couple of other things and explained things to me how I understand, because I don't very understand things well. So I'm going to hand over to David just to introduce yourself, and then we'll get cracking.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you. It's been absolutely brilliant working with yourself here. I've done another podcast, so if anybody comes to the site, they can check out the other podcast. I did the other podcast about 2 years ago now, I reckon. So it must have been about 2 years ago, John.
Yeah, it must have been, because I took about a year off with everything that was going on. So, yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to revisit people in podcast world. And if there's time passed, it's like I talked to him 2 years ago. I talked to them 2 years later. A whole load of stuff's happened. And have I become white? Me, this is. Have I become wiser? I think that working with John is a very wise step in anybody's, John Durrant here, in anybody's particular sphere. I've been working with, I do talk about machines. I've been working with machines for a period of time. And when I help people with setting up websites and things like that, for me, it is quite a natural process. I do have to remember quite a lot of things and the steps involved. I have to remember the steps involved. And sometimes in setting them up, some things come along which are new to me still. For instance, I in my particular work area, what I do is I work in... I work with computer programming a lot more. Setting up a website is slightly different from computer programming. It's still technical, but really, computer programming is what I personally really like doing, mainly because it's like playing chess with the computer. It's not like actual playing chess, but it's like every time I tell the computer what to do, John. Every time, John, I tell the computer with a coding move, like I write an algorithm. Sometimes people don't like that word, the algorithm word, but we work with algorithms in computer programming a lot. Every time I write an algorithm, it's like, right, okay, over to you, computer, your move. And the computer, I compile my program and I run it on the computer, and it says beep. No, and I'm thinking, okay, so your move beat my move. I'll just adjust my algorithm and see if I can give the program life. And in some ways, that's what it's like. It's like, I'm not going to say that it's a child of mine, the program. It's nothing like that at all. What it is an idea is born. It's like something is extremely it's not that difficult to explain, but when I explain it, it might sound a bit odd, the words that I use. For instance, I'll mention the universe. Now, whenever anybody writes words down on a piece of paper, they're coming from your head and your ideas and your mind. Now, until it comes out of your mind and put on paper, it is not in the universe. It's still in a state of it's like an ethereal state. It's an ethereal state, which is like a wispy kind of not really real until I've actually exposed it to another person. Or as soon as you write it down, even if you write it down and you read it yourself and then you fold it up and put it in a box and don't let anybody else see what you've written, it's like you've exposed your idea to what I'm going to call reality. And so inside your head is imagination. And then when you expose your idea to reality, then it enters the universe and takes on slightly different properties. It's almost like something. Well, have you ever thought this? Whenever you're buying a present for someone, you want to keep it secret, so you go to a shop they don't normally go to in case they bump into you. Say, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm buying a present for you. Oh, no.
I hate buying presents. I haven't got a good imagination to...
It's designed... I mean, the way I buy presents, John, is I think, what would they like, first of all? And then you're thinking, I like things like chicken Kievs and baked potatoes and broccoli. I wonder if they'll like that. No, that's not a good present. It is good if they're hungry, but it doesn't
last. As long as it hasn't got cheese in the Kiev, I'm all good with that.
And I understand. And some people, I have another friend, John, who doesn't like cheese as well. He lives in America, but he comes from originally from Manchester. So I'm not sure if it's something to do with that, but he's got an aversion to cheese, which is very, very strong. And he goes to pizza restaurants. He doesn't like going in too much, but if there's a pizza like a calzone, sometimes you can get them without cheese.
Yeah.
And things like that. So he asked specifically for things like that without cheese. Anyway, off topic. So let's go back on topic. So buying a present, buying a present is like the thought that goes with it, and the time you spend looking for the present and all the other things that go with it, and keeping it secret and then revealing the present. And I'm wishing that anybody that buys a present with thought involved, that the person receiving the present is very grateful, because things like giving like that is sometimes bigger than, I mean, if, yeah, sometimes bigger than the giving of the item. It's like, yeah. I spent time thinking about it. I'm busy. Maybe I'm a busy person. Maybe I'm not a busy person. But when you spend time for someone else, that's quite a good... That even just spending time with another person on their birthday or something like that, that is almost enough. Almost
definitely.
Enough. Mm. Anyway, so we digressed a little bit. So pod.livingmentalhealth.com. Very easy to come up with that. Very easy to come up with the pod part. Pod is short for podcasts. And a little bit about that. If anybody has a website, anybody in the world has a website, when you look at the website, you do www.livingmentalhealth.com. Now, let's just say, for sake of argument, you can change the www into any word you like, which is... which is... www is actually a subdomain.
Ah.
But what we did, we created another subdomain called pod.
Oh.
And, John, you can point those subdomains at another piece of hard disk and put a completely different web WordPress site on it.
That just blows my mind. And you know how many times I was astonished with what you were doing when we've been working for the last 6 hours on the site. You know, my mind was absolutely blown.
Well, let me just say that we've now got a brand, haven't we? We've got a brand called Living Mental Health.
Yeah.
And you've got a podcast, which is a sub part of that brand. It's like a podcast is part of Living Mental Health is like a blog. And then on the separate from the blog is the podcasting, which is, I'm going to say, you've become very expert at. And, the expertise you exhibit is, whether it's natural to you or not, the technology side, the actual sitting here talking, listening, laughing when I tell things that make you laugh, things like that, that all helps me as well, because it's a reaction. It's like feedback from what I'm saying.
Yeah.
yeah, within a podcast, it's good to have feedback from the other person.
Definitely.
Yes, of course.
And I recorded an episode yesterday, but I forgot to plug my router into the PC, and my signal weren't very bad. So me and the guest I had on have got to redo it. And it's going to be laugh because I said, she told me she couldn't, she's quite pronounced at swearing. And I said, don't worry, so am I. And she only swore once. So my challenge for myself is to get her to swear a couple more times.
Well, all I'll say to that, John, all I'll say to that, I don't, you may have noticed, I don't swear much.
No.
I don't feel too strongly about other people swearing. Although in certain circumstances, like in your pub, if you're in a pub or in a street and swearing next to you or maybe at you, that's like a threat. That's like a threat.
But yeah, in a laughing, I agree there.
In a laughing kind of way. And of course, it doesn't hurt to hear it. I find that communication, you have many words to choose from. Some people have more words to choose from than others.
Yeah. My partner comes out with words I've never even come across or heard before.
Playing Scrabble will doesn't always help you win, but it will expand your vocabulary, and you'll eventually get more competitive. All I'm saying is, from a learning perspective, if you play something like Scrabble with words in it, you may find that, okay, here's a way of looking at it. In any kind of game, there's a winner, loser, or a draw.
Yeah.
But the way I see games is you spend time with someone and you have conversation in amongst the game, I would hope. And also, also you I think I'm going somewhere like you learn. There's something you'll learn from the game. And
yeah, definitely.
Often you're not.
When I've played Scrabble with my partner, I've had to ask her how to spell words because I'm not very good at spelling. But I then learn from that.
I there was a time, John, that I would not play Scrabble with my sister and my mum because they'd just beat me, and I think I've got to win, and I can't play them. I've got to win. But I've decided that winning at games is not my forte. But the taking part, right? And the ultimate game is to get from your birth to your death, and the bit in the middle, you have some live and you love and all the other things with it. And so when you play a small game, it's almost, I mean, a small game, because some people get very serious about games.
Yes. Yeah.
So I find that, so where I'm going with this is I play chess online, and that's taught me how to strategize quite carefully that certain moves and think ahead, which I will say this is not very mindful, because mindful is like now and in the present.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I do practice mindfulness, but every so often you've got to think ahead a little bit. Like you've got to plan tomorrow's dinner or something like that. And you go to the supermarket today and you plan for tomorrow's dinner, which is going to, so you don't have to go to shops tomorrow as well.
Definitely. And that's what me and my partner did this morning. We went somewhere, and I actually commented to a friend of mine on Messenger. There wasn't many people that were rude out today. Someone bumped into my partner. My partner bumped into them as well. And they had a laugh about it. And you don't get that very often in many shops.
Absolutely right.
Now I'm gonna bring us on to something.
Okay.
Because I want to get it out there before I forget. I'm just conscious of the time and how long we said we were only gonna be on it for. Okay. I might need you to explain this, David, because I might not get it right, but okay. I'll go for it. On the pod.livingmentalhealth.com site, there's gonna be a link on there called Buy Me a Coffee. It's not a major donation. It's nothing like that. You can buy me one or two cups of coffee. That won't be cups of coffee for me, because I don't drink coffee or tea. It'll go to a glass of Pepsi Max for me, or a can of Pepsi Max, or a bottle of Pepsi Max. When I've done something like this, I like to sit back, relax with a glass of Pepsi Max. And one day in my life, I'd love to have Pepsi Max as a sponsor, because I drink enough of their product. But the link will be on there. There is no obligation to buy me a coffee. It is just there. It's also going to help me with the costs of getting a webcam that you so you can see me, help build up the costs of getting someone like David to come in and set things up. It's literally just gonna go to things like that. I'm not gonna go on a holiday to Miami like David suggested in the before we went live, for the simple fact is I've got a fear of heights, and you're not getting me on that plane unless I'm completely drugged up. But yeah, I think I explained that all right, didn't I, David?
You did. Pepsi Max come through really well. Pepsi Max come through really well. And buy me a coffee means extend the life of your podcasting adventure.
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it. And whatever that brings into your life. Because your message each time I've been on a pod, well, I've only been on, this is the second one. So last time and this time, you let me read a poem last time. You let me talk about computer programming, all this sort of thing. And what that gives me, right, is the freedom to speak, John, which means I have the freedom to speak about things that we discussed a little bit before the podcast. We and I explained that if ever you have to bring me back to center, just ask me a question and I'll come back to center on that one. And I've just had an idea. When we release on LinkedIn this podcast as a sort of here's the pod.livinghealthmentalhealth.com site, what about if we do something like you can do at Pepsi Max and put them in the link? They will see on social media what we said, and we'll say, have a look at this podcast at Pepsi Max.
Yes, I've actually inboxed them on Twitter, but I haven't had a response back yet, so I will mention them.
Yes,
I would love to be sponsored.
When they see this podcast, when they should, their marketing department should see this podcast, they'll see that you like Pepsi Max, they'll see that you have tweeted them, in which case they should possibly respond to you. They'll find out who you are a little bit more by looking at this, etc. So everybody in our two networks will see that you've done at Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
And that's how you alert them to the post. Their social media should bring that on their feed, and they'll say, who's this John Durrant person?
And yes, definitely. I'm well up for that. Yeah.
Okay. If you can get some Pepsi Max, if John can get some sponsorship.
I've got about six bottles in my porch, David.
Buy him three coffee Pepsi Max.
I've got about 6 2-liter bottles left from my big buy I did the other day.
Just out of interest, now we've got several genres. We're talking about fizzy drinks, but in England, you call that pop?
Well, I never did, but I've started to because my partner's from Birmingham and she calls it pop, and I've started calling it pop.
Well, that's nice.
Pardon?
That's nice. It's nice that there's like a communication to you that says that's all right, because if you felt you didn't want to call it pop. Right?
The only issue with that is, David, she called round in Birmingham, they call roundabout islands. They're not an island, they're a blimmin' roundabout.
Yeah. what do they say about spaghetti junctions?
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah. I'm going to start bringing this to an end, David, because we've got about 30 seconds left. I might go slightly over, but hey-ho, I never go to plan. So we're aiming for Tuesday that this is going to go live. It'll go live on all the channels. Keep an eye out. Send as much love as you can. Just like, shares, even a comment. Because for me, getting that one like or getting that one share or getting that one comment, that does me. I'm high and flying. Someone's took something from what we've said. But have a great day. David, I'll let you say bye.
Right. One thing, it says HTTP on the slider below. That will change to HTTPS. If you decide to put HTTP in after Tuesday, maybe Monday evening, it will convert it to HTTPS and still work.
I will probably just update when it's live anyway.
John, there's no problem however you'd like to do it. It's gonna work whether they put HTTP in or HTTPS. This is just a DNS computer thing. And
right, okay, not a problem.
Other computer programmers, etc., would be happy that I'll be doing that. So,
yeah. Good. All right, and everyone, I will have a cracking this week. Have a cracking weather. I think the weather's meant to be nice all week. Have a cracking time. And remember to take some care for yourself. See you in the next one.